if we do that, our offense will click too. I'm pretty sure of it. So it's going to be a tough little series here, but I think we're ready for it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Guys, that's Gordon Hayward.
You guys scored the Knicks in the first quarter, 13-11. But yourself, what was that? What was going on well for you personally, scoring and for your team defensively?
Yeah, we played well defensively first and foremost, and that's why we were able to get some good looks and good shots. And they went under some screens, and I was able to get those threes. And when you see it go in like that, it's a good feeling, especially in the first quarter. And we were rolling, and we kind of set the tone there in the first quarter for the rest of the game. And you know, they couldn't come back.
Got to be a stress reliever not to have a game that kind of goes down to the wire, or a game where you're not battling uphill for the most part.
Right.
What were you guys able to do tonight just to be effective overall?
We really just played well there in the first quarter. We came out really strong. And I was kind of wondering how we were going to respond from last night. I mean, that's a tough stretch when you lose a game where you feel like you're fighting the whole time trying to come back, and then you have a back-to-back, at home where you got to fly home, or not many people probably got to sleep early. And I thought we responded extremely well, especially on the defensive end. We were really sharing the basketball, and it was fun. And talking to Derek Favors towards the end, it's good to have a game where you can kind of relax there, down, like you said, down at the end of the game, and kind of just rest your legs a little bit.
How difficult is that to get your head right and be able to come back like you did tonight after like everything you just said?
Right. It's one of the toughest parts of the NBA is having games like that where it's back to back, and it's a mental thing more than anything, and making sure that you're focused and you're moving on to the next game. We talked about it as a team before tonight, coming out with energy, playing with force, and we did that, and we're able to respond really well.
As one of the team's leaders is there, do you feel a particular onus yourself to kind of come out and set the tone really strong in those situations?
No doubt. That's definitely on Derek Favors and I to make sure that we're leading by example and that type of stuff, and I thought we did that tonight.
Gordon, Elijah Millsap a little bit back in the rotation the last couple games. Joe Ingles has fallen out a little bit. How big is it for you guys with the depth on your wings that Coach Snyder can kind of plug and play guys when he needs to, and there's not going to be any complaining, nobody's going to be worried about minutes, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's a huge part of being a good team is having guys worry about how the team wins or loses and not worried about individual stuff. Everybody wants to play, and that's a difficult part of this league is everybody wants minutes, everybody wants to be on the court, but we got some good guys and guys that are worried about the right things, and so that's a good sign.
What did you guys do well against Melo, you particularly, and then against Kristaps as well?
I thought we made him take some contested twos. We didn't give him too many things early. They also just missed some shots they probably normally hit. Maybe that's our energy and getting a hand up. Like I said, making them contested jump shots that are tough shots, honestly. So I think we also made him guard. Made Melo guard. He tried to go under, and when you're doing it on both ends, you maybe get a little tired.
Melo